We do not see air. We see the wind moving grass and branches and leaves, and we feel the wind on our skin. What is present everywhere being so important to our life that we cannot do without it for more than a minute or two, we don't see it. Air is so invisible that we act as if it were nothing, empty space. And we see something different. Things, objects and beings, humans, limited, separate, singular forms and gestalts. Yet closing our eyes, we do not feel limits, even if we touch whatever it is we touch. Touching, we can explore where surfaces interface and touch. We feel textures, temperatures, and sometimes inexplicable pulls and pushes. Yet their limit and shape as independent form is added in our imagination. We create an image, not wrong, not right, just an image. We cannot touch the air. It's surrounding us entirely. Only when moving we feel it, the wind of our movement. We have no image of the air. It, being transparent, only is experienced in movement, touching grass, branches and leaves, and all manner of things, carrying some of it along in its breeze, wind or storm. We have no image of the air. No image, but a feeling. Holding our hands still with eyes closed in a windless place, the feeling touching field of our hands goes way beyond the skin we see, the skin we imagine to be its limit. Holding still, we don't feel where the hand ends and the air begins. And also, we don't feel where exactly our hand ends and where the arm begins, except if we use our imagination. We don't feel limits. Just close your eyes and feel, sense, and experience for yourself if there are any limits there. Any separation, or if not everything is flowing into everything else. Expanding the field of awareness to the whole body, you don't know where what is called the body begins and ends. All limbs, all so-called parts of your body flow into, melt into each other. You can discern between arm and hand, but in your feeling experience, in the immediate presence of your awareness, you cannot separate them. Separation is an act of imagination, an artifact of our cultural heritage. Not good, not bad, just the case we can put our experience in. You can't feel the limit, the separation, even though in feeling it's easy to discern or differentiate. And feeling what's called your body when you close your eyes, it's easy to feel the living spaciousness expanding way beyond the limits your imagination habitually creates. A living spaciousness, a presence gradually melting into an absence. And when you focus on where exactly the presence ends and the absence begins, can you find it? What's present flows into what's absent. You feel the presence of the absence, not as if it were something, but also not as if it were nothing. The absent is present to you. Just close your eyes and feel, sense, and experience what your feeling reveals to you. It is as if you were feeling unlimited vastness, space, a space that even more than air, permeates everything. The more often you enjoy the spaciousness, the more often you sense what flows within it. As if it were a soft breeze, maybe, or a current in water. And you might feel a tingling in what, with your eyes open, looks like your body. The dynamic standing wave whose continual flow forms your whereabouts. Sometimes the tingling feels like the fine bubbles in champagne, a freshness that bubbles through and through, coursing through the streamings in the whereabouts our imagination calls body. Sometimes the tingling becomes stronger and stronger in certain areas of the dynamic standing wave that forms the flow of your whereabouts. Maybe as if it were flowing into a whirl. All of this appears where we are, at the place of our presence. Not a separate place, not an object at all. Like a village is not separate from the landscape it's embedded in, although easily discernible from its surrounding, so we are never separate from the spaciousness that we feelingly so easily experience. This contemplation comes from blog.mushin.eu.